You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, indeed, this show will remain solid, conservative, and just plain right, with a stated goal of providing you entertainment, education, empowerment, and enlightenment so that you can go have those water cooler conversations and talk the issues, or perhaps just jump in the fray yourself, run for office, or support a candidate, or go speak out of that school board meeting. Man, I'm telling you what, bunch of right side ruffians. I love this audience. I get texts and emails. I'm getting them like right now. I just got several just popped in. Just people listening and providing input. You want to call in, by the way? I tell you what, we're in the last hour of the show. You want to call in about anything we've talked about so far today, call on in. We talked about Bidenomics and how it's impacting Alabama. Didn't even get all the way through that one. We had Copper's Corner on the Divisive Concepts Bill. We've got right now the war on meat. I'm calling this whole section the meat sweats. And then coming up in a few minutes, if I get to number three on the Triple Dipper, we'll go down the line on things that your elected officials are saying about various topics that are in the news. All right, well, I'm going back to, you know, the phones are ringing. There, there we go. I'll tell you what, before I jump back onto the meat sweats, I can tell this call is already slightly different than the topic that I'm on, so let me just jump back to it. Copper, go ahead and let me know when you're ready with that one. We good to go? Yeah. All right, let me grab line five. Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
I'm awesome. I just thoroughly enjoyed driving in heavy traffic, the discussion and Copper's Corner and everything.
Good deal.
I've had some thoughts recently, and I really fear for our children, not only because of the current state of our education system and the poor kids being used as political footballs for all the reasons you and Copper have stated in the last hour or two, but I'm looking at the real influence on our kids, and I'm talking kids who are going to be our state senators in not too many years, by the media. And I mean television, movies, and of course what we laughably call the TV news. And it's really just indoctrination, and it pits Americans against Americans because it forces you to polarize into a culture of us and them, wonderful, awesome liberals and these horrible, racist, ignorant conservatives. And the damage it's doing to our kids, I think, being put walking into the battleground of a highly polarized nation and gleefully aided by a state-sponsored media that's nothing more than a party propagandist, much like when I was growing up preparing to fight the Cold War, the Pravda was the Soviet Union's propaganda machine, not really a news resource. But I'm really fearful, and it's not as easy as throwing more money at an education budget because it's what our culture and our society has evolved to, and it's all by design, I think.
No, I totally agree with you. I don't know if you had a chance to hear my monologue at the beginning of yesterday's show, but I talked about that very thing, and the way I framed it in that part of the discussion was, in my opinion, liberals, with aid of the mainstream media, their goal is to divide the nation into as many little subgroups as they can, because that way we're fractured. And then they'll allow you to do what they call intersecting, their intersectionalities. They allow them to intersect where it benefits their agendas. Other than that, though, they want us to remain as fractured as possible because they can divide and conquer at that point. I think that's a goal. I think that's what they're doing.
Well, absolutely, because when the people who vote are no longer in any way able to objectively evaluate this woman, this candidate, this man over here, regardless of party, you know, about their character and what they believe they're going to be, and all it is I need to inspire you morons to hate that group over there, and I'm going to inspire those morons to hate this group over there. That's an atrocious state of affairs for what should be a highly educated, free-thinking society. And we need to grow. You know, I'm proud to raise my daughter and now my granddaughter into really sharp women, really sharp young women. But I'm fearful for the people they're going to be working with and who's going to be running their government in a few years.
Well, and I don't disagree with that. And I think what it comes down to is it's going to take more folks you know, like you and lots of us, you know, like you that determined to raise our kids in the way they should go so that when they get old, they will not depart from it. And that's, you know, that's scriptural.
Right.
Parkey, great call, man. Appreciate you as always. Thanks for the input. And thanks for being a part of the audience. All right. Yes, Parkey from Harvest. He always has good input, doesn't he? Listen, if you have any calls, if you have any thoughts you want to call in on, just jump on in. What's that line from, how many of y'all are Andy Griffith fans when Pa Darlin would come in with the boys and he'd look at Andy who had his guitar in hand, he'd say, "Oh, just jump on in where you can, Sheriff, and hang on." Well, that's, I tell you what, let's open the phone lines. You want to call in, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. I am going to finish up this section on the meat sweats, though, because there's more to it. I'm getting down to the evil portion. All right, it's almost been laughable, but I'm going to tell you right now, they're serious. All right, they're and it's not just that they're serious, it's how they want to go about it. And let me also tell you what the ulterior motives are. So first of all, understand this. Here's the next piece. So I gave you, first of all, look at inflation. Where is inflation the worst in terms of foodstuffs? Meat. Look at things like the United Nations and what are they promoting? Look at things like what it does to our economy. I gave you the stats. It's a $2.5 billion industry just for the state of Alabama alone, just in cattle. Just in cattle. Poultry is along the same lines. I was shocked when I heard that years ago. What will it do to jobs if they want to? They don't care. They're just looking at trying to drive the train to a different direction. Well, one of the latest, too, is, I don't know if you remember hearing this, but January of this year, Wall Street Journal reporting on the fact that the Biden administration decided to go to war with meat packers, claiming there's a monopoly. Now, granted, meat packers, there's only a few major meat packing companies. That could be problematic. I get it. But there's four, as opposed to, like, in computers, you have Apple and Microsoft. Two. I mean, I remember once watching a congressional hearing on whether or not Microsoft had a monopoly, and the congressman asked, "Everyone here who uses a Microsoft-based computer," this is before Apple became dominant too, "please raise your hands." And almost everybody in the room raised their hands. And he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, that looks like a monopoly." Well, this is not quite that. But the Wall Street Journal reporting that President Biden has found a scapegoat for rising inflation. Now it's the meat industry. So now he's blaming the meat industry on inflation overall, claiming there's price gouging of some kind. Well, it points out in this article with the Wall Street Journal, meat prices are surging because the meat industry, like virtually every other industry, is facing dramatically higher input and labor costs. Gas goes up. You got to ship things to market. All this stuff, I mean, where do they think it comes from? Feed costs are higher because fertilizer costs are higher. When Biden's policies do what it does to the economy, it affects everything in the economy. And apparently it's having a deleterious effect, maybe exponentially here, on the meatpacking industry. He wants increased federal scrutiny of meatpackers on antitrust grounds, meaning he wants to deregulate them and have more than just four companies. Okay, so four meatpacking companies account for roughly 80% of all beef processing, 70% for pork processing, a little over half of poultry. But if the big four, the president identified, also, what I'm trying to say, the big four also compete with each other. In other words, they're not just in collusion. They're not setting the market. They're competing with each other. There's four of them. Doesn't mean you can't have more. That's called the free market. What does the Biden administration want to do? It wants to give out government monies to fund the increase of meat packers. You know how long it will take to make that happen? That's not going to drive down your inflation costs now. It's going to be things like your energy policies. But here's where I get to the evil side. So I'm looking at, I looked at all of this, right? And laughed. I mean, just last night when I was pulling these articles together, I was just almost cackling with the idea that there are articles where people who are well-educated believe it's reasonable to write a treatise that says we can reduce human emissions if we can have people eat more carrots than beef. Shut up. But then how about this? Here's where we get down to it. And Copper, by the way, if you tell our caller, he's going to probably have to hold during the break. So just tell him if he wants to hang on or call right back. That'd be great. Bill Gates. Story here, I pulled this one off of Technology Review. I pulled this one because it was a full-on interview. Question, answer, question, answer. Bill Gates wrote a book called How to Avoid Climate Disaster, and in February of last year, he was interviewed for Technology Review magazine. And the Microsoft co-founder, Bill Gates, you know, he has this massive thing called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He talks about all kinds of things in his book about avoiding climate disaster. He's extremely liberal. And by the way, people like Jeff Bezos and Jack Dorsey and Bill Gates, and they don't mind trying to buy public policy. They don't. But Bill Gates himself, by the way, the title of the article, Bill Gates says rich nations should shift entirely to synthetic beef. What? Rich nations, he says, should shift entirely to synthetic beef. He thinks we should shift entirely to meat grown in a lab. They actually had him on TV recently tasting synthetic beef and saying how good it was. You need to understand this. One of the biggest companies in the synthetic meat market is a company called Beyond Meats. Beyond Meats is now publicly traded. Beyond Meats is already now a massive, highly valued corporation. Bill Gates is a massive investor in Beyond Meats. But the evil part of this, and the part that I leave you with for you to ponder, is not just that they want your bacon, not just that they want your beef, not just that they want to cut your personal human emissions, but here's Bill Gates' answer with regards to implementation of how we could actually get to the point that we could have synthetic meats take over. He says, I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. You can get used to the taste difference, and the claim is they're going to make it taste even better over time. Eventually, that green premium is modest enough that you can sort of change the behavior of people or use regulation to totally shift the demand. Did you hear that? What he just said there was, he believes that rich countries should shift to 100% synthetic beef, which of course would help his bottom line because he invests in those companies. He says they'll get used to it, and he eventually believes that we can change people's behavior or use regulation, he says, to totally shift the demand. What does that even mean? What it means, folks, is what he's willing to do is buy public policy. Buy public policy and have the government force you to eat synthetic meat grown in a lab and crush the meat packing and the cattle industry. I, for one, want my steak, and I want it real. I want some corn-fed beef grown right here in good old Alabama. Take your hands off my bacon, back off my burger. I want the meat sweats. There you go. I just broke it all down for you, and I got to the evil part. Bill Gates wants to use government to force you to eat synthetic meat. I, for one, am in the resistance. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Had a caller that hung on through the break, and I appreciate that, so let me just jump right over there and grab that. Line one, John from Madison. Hey, John, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. What's on your mind?
The Democrats are going to win the midterm elections this fall.
Say that again. You think Democrats are going to win?
Democrats are going to win the midterms.
Well, tell me why you say this.
Because of the Dominion voting machines. They change Republican votes into Democrat votes.
Okay, so you think that basically we're still looking at election integrity issues that are going to cause the disruption across the board, huh?
Absolutely. It's not been fixed.
Well, I do think, though, that we're going to wind up seeing – I still think we're going to wind up seeing Republicans take the majority, though, John, I'll be honest. I mean, I think that a lot of the stuff has been fixed, not the least of which is a tightening of the reins on how things can go. I mean, I don't know that we're going to see massive Republican turnout suddenly flipped into a Democrat vote. I just – I'm not gonna go ahead and be in that negative mode right now, brother. I'm still looking for a good sweep. That's where I'm at.
Okay, well, we're okay in Alabama, but the rest of the country, no, we're in trouble.
Well, I think the red states are doing what they can, and I think some of the purple states did a better job of tightening things up. But I do agree with you that some of the states out there still are very lax and looking for any excuse to go ahead and you know, mess up the votes. But I think that the hyper-focus we've had on election integrity is going to make it very hard for them to get away with some of the same shenanigans they had. Plus, they can't use COVID as their cheap excuse for changing all the rules. So anyway, all right, John, I hope you're wrong, brother. I hope you're wrong. Thanks for hanging on during the break. Appreciate that very much. All right, listen, folks, I got to tell you, and I'm going to step aside here and talk about one of our team members, ZLA Solutions. Man, they've been with us since the very beginning. One of our direct sponsors of this show, ZLA Solutions, is so good at what they do. They are putting people back to work left and right. You check them out. If you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, zlausa.com. And ZLA Solutions, they've got jobs posted all over Alabama right now. They've got great jobs. I talked to them the other day, and they've got some really high-paying jobs that are right here in the listening area. A lot of them with benefits attached. And they can, by the way, if you're the employer trying to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can help you with mass hiring. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And I always say, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, one of the best around at putting Alabama back to work. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's what their job is. They make your business better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, folks, we're coming back to number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it, what did they say? I got a series of things that your elected officials have said about hot topics in the news. I'll tell you about them when we get back.